Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Gary Harpsch is our guest. As I promised you, Gary is the author of Six Disciplines for Excellence. He has been a very successful CEO, leading the company Solomon Software for a number of years before he moved on to another business, which is his Six Disciplines organization that he's invested in and worked hard to develop so that you and I can get better at what we do. Gary Harpsch, welcome back to the show.
Good morning.
It's good to have you back. Hey, Gary, I was telling the audience before you got here that that the thing that you do is you're doing the things that will help us learn how to become better executives, better managers, so that we're aligned with our organization with us, and the organization with itself. And one of the ways one of the things you've got to get rid of if you're going to accomplish any of that is you got to get rid of this thing called crisis management, don't you?
Yeah, the reaction instead of proactive. Yes, exactly.
You call it avoiding having the urgent overcome the important. And that's just a fancy way to say crisis management, isn't it?
Yeah, it's another way of saying it. I didn't coin that phrase, the tyranny of the urgent, but I certainly subscribe to the concept.
I worked for a guy one time years ago, and I was an executive in the company, and I came to him one day and I said, I'm looking down the road a ways, and I'm seeing where there's some things that are happening where you and I are not going to be able to do what we do right now. And I want to talk about it. He said, Jim, is this going to take me down today? I said, no, it's going to be about 3 years. He said, I've got to deal with what's going to take me down today. Mm-hmm. And he didn't want to listen.
Yeah.
Guess what? In less than 3 years, he was out of business.
Yep. That's exactly right.
And I'm not trying to say that to show how smart I was, but he was literally too busy with crisis management. I wasn't telling him to forsake all other things going on that day. I just wanted him to give me a little bit of his time to focus on where we were going. And part of it was the crisis management thing, but also part of it was in denial.
Oh, absolutely. I agree with that. You know, we've been given a lot of focus to what we call, in fact, our last discussion we had on the air was about four levels of leadership, and I'm trying to change the focus of thinking that leadership is not just at the top of the organization; it's clear at the individual level.
Yeah,
and if you think about where the tyranny of the urgent takes place, it's at the individual level. I mean, even your boss is an individual, and just little techniques like we do build some software, and so we're looking for ways to encourage people to do the right things. And so one thing I've noticed, like I need to do, I'll follow up on sales calls, and for my sales team, they'll refer certain ones to me, and I get very interrupt driven. And if I will schedule an hour a day for sales calls, and then when I get an email or request related to it, if I just drop that request into that hour, then I don't get so interrupt-driven, and then I make sure it gets done, and I do them all at once.
Right.
And it's more efficient. So it's sort of like scheduling your priorities instead of just reacting to everything that's happening.
Well, and what happens is, to me, what you've got to be able to do, you've got to have courage, and you've got to believe in yourself, and when the emergencies happen, sometimes you have to let them go a little bit and not let them take over the moment. Especially if you're working on something that's strategic, that has a long-term solution. And if you can do that, if you can allow the water to come up around you just a little bit so you can fix this pump that's going to ultimately bail all this water out, if you can just allow that to happen and go ahead and focus on the long-term solutions, then ultimately one day you'll have those fixed and you won't have those emergencies.
Yeah, I remember a story once where we were asked to help a software development team that was so overcome with errors that all they were doing was answering the phone and trying to respond to errors, and they were just completely overwhelmed. And we came in and said, stop trying to fix those errors. We took the whole team off support and then went back into the code, started walking through the code, figuring out in general where it was built wrong. And that's how you get control of it. You quit trying to be in react mode, and you do long-term strategic things, and gradually then the errors go away.
Well, the way to find out, folks, if you're in this circular reference kind of a thing that Gary's talking about, where you've got all these emergencies and you're having to fix all these codes, is what is, to me, Gary, it's what is the level of frustration within your organization? That's one of the, isn't that the best way? If you're feeling a lot of frustration, pain right now, isn't that a good way to tell if you're getting out of control?
Yeah, it's one of the red flags. You'll hear, like in surveys and things that we do, we'll hear nobody knows what the priorities are, chaos, poor communication, and the frustration level is very, very high.
And if you're starting to lose really good people?
Yeah, well, that's certainly a sign.
If you got somebody that you believe has been a true believer, and all of a sudden they're resigning, I mean that's one example. So what do we do, Gary? How do we fix this?
Well, one of the things that is a great way to kind of get control of this is to get people together and have them think through how much time do I need? How much of my job is doing the day-to-day regular things, you know, answering the phone and doing this and that and the other thing, and total that up and then try to take maybe, 10% of your time or 15% of your time and protect it. Say that I'm going to take that percentage of my time, schedule it on the calendar, and use that time to make the system better.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you protect it. Sales leads is not a normal part of my requirement, but I have to make time to do it. And if I put it on my calendar, then it gets done.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's what Stephen Covey called, put load the big rocks first, you know.
Right, exactly. Well, and if you identify it, it's just like a budgeting and something that needs to be done, like budgeting marketing. Marketing won't get done unless you put it in the budget.
Yep, absolutely.
Yeah.
And so your time, for most of us, you know, there's dollar budgets, and that's one way to allocate resources. But for most of us, our time is the most limited resource we have.
When we come back, I want to talk to Gary about, he was talking about setting aside time for me to do these things. But what about the organization? Shouldn't there be some part of that time be everybody's time where we all sit down and do that activity, do that that brainstorming, that crisis management avoidance? Shouldn't we do it all together? We're going to talk about that after these messages. 20 after. Stay with us. We're back. It's 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with us. Thanks for being part of our day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. My website is just that, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of good stuff there. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter and take advantage of all the things that are there, including our poll question. Be sure to go there and check out the poll question this week. I think you'll find it interesting, and when you click on your answer, you'll be able to see how the poll's going so far. Having a great visit with our good friend Gary Harpst. Gary is the author of Six Disciplines for Excellence, and Gary... Give us the website and tell us how we can find your books.
Our website's sixdisciplines.com, and certainly Amazon and most of the major bookstores carry both my books, Execution Revolution and Six Disciplines for Excellence.
Gary, and folks, whatever Gary does is top shelf, so I recommend him, of course, and highly encourage you to check out his website and all of his stuff. Gary, we're talking about what I'm calling crisis management, avoiding the tendency for the urgent to overcome the important. What did you call it? What was the other term?
Tyranny of the urgent.
Tyranny of the urgent, exactly. You said before we went to the break about putting it on your calendar, establishing some time that you're rigid about. In this time, I'm going to focus on, you know, doing things that are strategic, more problem solving, more long-term solving, rather than dealing with the the symptom that I'm faced with right now, why don't I go ahead and focus on the on curing the disease, healing the disease that's bothering me right now? My question is, doesn't an organization, say especially a small business, don't we need to align those times? Doesn't the leader need to say, okay, 1 hour a week we're going to get together and we're going to get somebody else to answer the phone. We're going to focus on what can we do to avoid crisis management.
Well, absolutely. Jim, I love the way you set up my book here. Six Disciplines really is about that kind of a calendar. We call it a business building calendar. And, you know, if you think about it, there's certain things that the whole company should do once a year, revisiting mission and values and vision and long-term strategy. And there are things you should do quarterly, and there are things you should do monthly, and there are even things you should do weekly and daily. And creating that kind of a rhythm, if you can get the whole organization to have a common approach to this, communication gets much easier,
right,
and consistent.
Let me throw out a specific example. Let's say that you're always having cash flow problems, and you're always fighting a cash flow fire, and that's so classic in a small business. Well, maybe the reason you're having cash flow problems is because you got bad credit systems. So instead of continuing to fight that fire, while you're making sure you got the cash to pay the bills, set aside some time to evaluate your credit programs to see if those were set up and installed and executed in a more effective way, people would pay you more on time. What do you think?
Oh, I think it's a great idea. And to build on that, we've seen that actual example is sometimes you have policy problems, not even a credit system, but one time we saw a business that they had a very tight credit policy because they were had some losses more than normal. But then they asked their sales team to go on a very short-term promotion and expand the channel, and that was counter to their credit policy. And you've got to have those. You have to talk to each other to make sure your policies are aligned.
Well, I can just hear a manager saying, "I can't focus on a new updating our credit policy. I'm too busy getting cash flow." You know, you would never stop and think, you know, listen to yourself when you said that. You wouldn't to realize how you know dumb that is.
Yeah, we call that whole idea of stepping back. It's the concept of if you schedule some time to think about the business, and get out of the fray of the daily surf, if you will, then you'll make better decisions, and that's when you put it on the calendar.
Right.
You
know,
when you're thinking above the fray, then you schedule that time to change the game.
Would one good way to get a meeting started like that, where you got everybody together, you say, okay, you know this, you know we're gonna take a long lunch on Friday, we're gonna order pizza in, and we're not gonna be interrupted. And would the first thing to say to put on the board would be to say, where's the pain?
Well, yes. If you're trying to problem solve a regular meet or a regular issue like that, credit, yes. But if you're talking about a regular cycle, it's something where you avoid having the big problems in the first place, then we like a standard agenda where a plan is developed, and then we call them progress meetings. You either weekly, every other week, you say, what didn't happen according to what we agreed we would do? That's the looking back part.
Right.
And then you say, okay, now that we understand where we're at relative to plan, what needs to change in the plan or our allocation of resource to the plan? That's the looking forward part. And if you do that regularly, like every week or every other week, you avoid many of the big crises that turn into needing a special meeting.
Mm-hmm. Gary, I've got about 45 seconds. Last thoughts.
Well, leadership is where crisis management is dealt with. You've got the senior leadership that's got to think 3 to 3 years out. You've got the middle management that's got to think 3 to 6 months or a year out. And you've got the individual that's got to think out today.
Right.
So all of those are levels of leadership, and they all involve knowing the difference between the urgent and the important. And so schedule the important, make sure it gets done.
Well said. Hey, Gary, give us the website one more time, please.
Six Disciplines, spelled out, S-I-X, Disciplines. Plural.com.
Check it out. The books are there. All the things that Gary does. Lots and lots of great resources and a lot of free stuff, too. Hey, Gary, thanks for being here. Will you come back real soon?
Oh, absolutely, Jim. Thanks much.
Always a pleasure. We'll see you next time. Quick break. 29 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. I promise. I'll be right back.
Glory, glory.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.